on the air on this Wednesday, November 18th, 2020, 7 days from the big busiest travel day. They all go in together. Busiest travel day, Thanksgiving, busiest shopping day. Although this year, we don't know. Yeah. We don't know what it'll be. We'll see. We'll be here to update you next week. Glenn Coble and myself on the air today for another hour. Again, we had some phone calls there about the curfew. Give us a call if you were hanging on, waiting patiently, getting a busy signal. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, somebody said something about a misdemeanor. Now, you don't get... I don't think you would get ticketed. I think they would probably just tell you to break it up.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to ticket you. They can ticket you. You know, if you're having, you know, 12 people and you're only supposed to have five or something like that. But I think they're just going to ask you to break it up before they, you know, give you a warning.
But we don't know yet what they're going to do with the fitness centers.
No.
No. Now, we know you can still go out and get takeout. And we know you can still go to the grocery store. And you can still go to work. But we don't know about the fitness centers.
Can you go to church?
At 11 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
What kind of night?
No, I was thinking like on Christmas Eve.
Well, this only lasts 21 days.
Oh, okay. So
this will be over by Christmas Eve.
Okay, all right.
There's probably a reason for that.
That was, even as I was slowly but surely winding my way towards atheism, I did like going on Christmas Eve. It was very enjoyable.
Now, what are they saying about retail stores that are not grocery stores? Like Kohl's, for example.
I bet.
Can you go to Kohl's after 10 o'clock?
Are most of them closed now anyway? I think most of them are.
Well, I just think because next Friday would be their Black Friday
sales.
Yeah,
that's true, Black Friday stuff.
And that will fall, I don't know.
Maybe they'll all open at 5 o'clock, 5 a.m.
Right, but I mean, they usually stay open late.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you do.
But the only reason why they did allowed them to, or the only reason why the stores stayed open all night and day is greed. And I think they can get their greed in before 5.
They want to get out of the red. That's why it's called Black Friday.
Yeah.
We're trying to get into some red ink here, or black ink. Get out of the red ink.
I never understand that stuff.
Free food bank at the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road, this Saturday, November 21st, 9 a.m. The parking lot opens at 8, which I'm guessing means they're going to have a big crowd.
Yeah.
So parking lot opens at 8, food bank at 9, November 21st, free food bank. Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road.
Did you hear any news about last Saturday, they had an open COVID testing behind the health center? Did you hear anything?
I didn't hear how it went, but I assume a lot of people probably got tested. I know now that it's taking like 6 days to get your results back if you go to Barks Road because there's such a litany of people getting tested.
Well, I had somebody call in when I was doing my show last week that at Barks Road, the line was going around the post office and out onto the street and everything like that. So they apparently now they used to have a doctor's prescription to go to that one. Do you? I don't know if you still do or not.
I don't know. I think they probably tell you to go.
Because of this cold that I've come down with, I've been thinking maybe I ought to go be tested because, you know, what's the difference between a cold where your nose is plugged up and you have a little cough and COVID? And when you're my age, you don't want to find out the difference.
Well, I don't think anybody does.
No.
At this particular juncture, I think we'd all just like to be...
Well, how about Senator Grassley? He's, what, 87? Or is he 90 yet? I don't know. He's very... he's not young. And he came down with COVID. As a matter of fact, that affected the vote. They were voting on... new judges, and they got turned down because they didn't have two people weren't there, so the Republicans didn't get the judge pushed through.
We should mention that our congressman, Jim Jordan, we did speak of him earlier,
yes,
is not for what Governor DeWine is trying to do here.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't read the whole article.
I wonder about Sherrod Brown, whether he's pro or anti.
Do we know? I don't know.
Well, Dr. Feynman just let me know that Grassley is 87 degrees. 87 degrees. Years old, yeah. If he's 87 degrees, he's very ill.
Yes, I hope he's not 87 degrees.
Thanks, Dr. Feynman.
Now, remember, you've got Dr. Feynman coming up at noon today.
Yep, I'm looking forward to that.
What's the topic?
I forget what I have to look back at my phone.
Got the 100 people got tested this week past weekend at Center Street.
Oh, good. Where'd you find that out?
I know
you
things,
got
Glenn.
Stuff. You got
I
people.
I know things.
You got people.
That's why I'm here.
I really should have gone myself. I really should have, but I didn't. I don't want to have something stuck up my nose. I had a bad enough time when my doctor wanted
it's
to
it's better than
check
up
for
your
a
nose
prostate.
Than that. Yeah. Well, we also did figure out, we had Jeff came in during the break there, and you do take cranberry juice for kidneys.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Yeah.
I just not have the problem.
Yeah, but I know what to do if I get the problem.
Cranberry juice.
Yeah, cranberry juice. Cool. What was I looking up?
I thought you were talking to Dr. Feynman.
No, we've already finished that, but...
don't mind me. We're just doing a show here.
Well, he keeps texting me things. You know, that's kind of fun, these phones. I get texts while I'm doing a show, while I'm all alone here doing a show with Dr. Feynman or doing a show on Thursday. And it kind of throws me off. Sometimes I'll be discussing something, and then you'll hear dead air for about 30 seconds. Well, not 30 seconds, but 5 seconds while I'm reading. But never mind.
He and Adam do not disagree on what the governor has said.
Yeah, I would say that's without a doubt.
Yeah. So, again, problem.
Yeah, well, it's not going to be a problem.
Well, I don't think it's going to be a problem for me.
It's not going to be a problem for me.
Well, no, but it's a problem for them.
Well, they can have their own problems.
They can, sure.
We're not in charge of them.
No,
no matter what Terry says.
Oh, and that's where you love it. You know, you love when Terry slides in and says,
"Who's in charge?"
Nice. Yeah, who's in charge of who this week? Who's got custody of who this week? That's the fun part of it.
Dr. Feynman, I'm sorry that we're talking about you.
You brought it up.
Well, we're not talking behind his back because he's listening.
That's right. And you brought it up, Glenn. And we talked about this before that, you know, there's a little discord there. A friendly discord, I guess.
Okay. And I'm not going to tell you what's going on now, which is between you and me and the gatepost.
Well, if you're not going to tell me, how's it between you and me and the gatepost?
Well, it's between me and the gatepost. You're not
included.
Who's
the gatepost? Are you calling Dr. Feynman a gatepost?
No, I'm not quite sure what that expression is. Haven't you ever heard that expression?
Lamp post.
Well, one way or the other.
Now, Glenn, during
no one has custody of me. That's what Dr. Feynman says. You're right.
Well, you got to talk to Terry. That's all I know.
Yeah, well, Terry doesn't know what he's talking about.
Now, see, there you go. You're smashing Terry. It's not good to slime other people.
Oh, me. Oh, my goodness. I can't read this one.
But Glenn's not okay today because during the break, we were about to come back on the air, and we were talking about making good things out of bad things, and he said, "Well, I'm going to make orange juice out of oranges."
I thought you were going to talk about me having my underwear on backwards.
No, I wasn't going to bring that up. But since you have, no. But, I mean, that's what you said. You said you're going to make orange juice out of oranges.
Yes.
That's not the saying.
No.
Lemonade out of lemons.
I am so brilliant in my prose.
Is that what you call that?
That I'm able to make my own things like that.
Yeah. You're so brilliant. It's between me, you, and the gatepost.
Dr. Feynman says Terry is not to be taken seriously.
Oh, I don't think he would like that. Dr. Feynman's going to get in another argument. You better watch it.
I agree with Dr. Feynman on this.
No, Dr. Feynman's going to get into another confrontant if he doesn't watch himself there.
I can't read all this stuff that he's sending me.
Shouldn't he and Adam at this point, though, just
kiss and make up?
Kiss and make up.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Well, and just forget it.
I'm
forget
trying
it.
To agree, expedite that.
Agree to disagree. They don't agree on how the COVID should be handled.
Okay, now, I'm going to have to go. I've got several things from Dr. Feynman, and he says, oh, wait a minute. Brown was insulted by Cruz and Dan.
Who?
By Cruz.
Oh, Senator Brown.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Dan Sullivan for saying that masks should be worn in the U.S. Senate chamber. What a monster Cruz is. Okay, was I supposed to read that, Dr. Feynman? Did you see that? Where Sherrod, he wears a mask, and he pointed out to Brown that you're standing up there 5 feet away from all these young people who are, you know, their pages and stuff like that, and you're spewing all this stuff all over them without a mask on. I thought Sherrod, I was proud of Sherrod Brown. He wears a mask all the time.
Well, that's, again, one of those situations where you have two people who have different opinions.
Yeah,
and
one of them will kill people, and the other one won't.
Well, why don't they just make a rule? You know, just have somebody stand at the door and tell them to put it on.
Dr. Feynman says, makeup, okay, but kissing, no.
Well,
I go with that.
Can't they just, but here's the, isn't that the main point of their contention that's went on for over a month now, that it's all about COVID? And I mean, there's some political disagreements in there, but isn't it mainly about COVID?
Is that what it's about?
That's what I thought it was about.
I've forgotten. It's been so long that you've beaten that horse that I've forgotten what it's about.
You keep calling it a beat horse, but it's a movie. If they would stop, it would not be, I would never bring it up again.
Dr. Feynman says yes.
So that's what it is, COVID. See, there you go. I paid attention. We'll be back. This is like MSNBC. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we're back here on WWGH Radio as the world turns between Glenn and Adam and Terry and Dr. Feynman.
Did you ever watch those shows like As the World Turns?
You know, I have seen them. I wouldn't say I was a watcher.
My wife used to watch one of them. I can't remember what it was. But we lost our television for about a month. We didn't lose the TV. We just couldn't get that channel for about a month. It came back on and didn't miss a beat. It was exactly the same place.
Well, that's kind of like our little quartet we've got going on with the four of you. You could step out for a week. You wouldn't miss a thing.
I do quite often step out.
So what was
the
remark before we went to break there, just so we're not a step behind?
No, we weren't. It was just that Dr.
Opinions.
Opinions are second to preserving life.
Okay.
So if you got facts behind you and you have science behind you, your opinions probably shouldn't weigh heavier than the facts.
But isn't Adam asserting that he's basing his opinion in fact? Isn't that why he said last week, I believe I'm right about this, that Dr. Feynman had insulted his education?
There was something to do with that.
So I don't know.
I just sit back and let him go.
Well, see, but what I figure is the two of them are probably never going to be together. So I don't know that they have to worry about giving each other any illnesses.
Yeah, and I'm not sure who would take who.
Oh, in a fist fight? Yeah. Oh, I don't know. That'd be an interesting one, wouldn't it? Oh, we'd all enjoy that.
I'm getting another message.
Here we go. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
We scared him away. We did. It must have been one of those robocalls.
If that's you, give us a buzz back, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
I think we're going to have anything a good show like this afternoon.
Who, you and the doctor?
Yeah. That's what I was going to look up, some of the things that I was going to talk about. And I just pulled up the size of my living room, which is not what we're going to talk about. But we're going to talk about, you know, the new firing of Chris Krebs, that Emily lady that won't allow, I can't remember what her last name is. She won't allow the transition to continue as it's supposed to. We're going to talk about the Georgia runoff. I'm going to ask him about Bannon. I can't remember. What's his first name? Do you remember?
Steve.
Steve Bannon. I'm going to ask him about Steve Bannon's statement. When he first came on the scene, he was a proponent of deconstruction of the administrative state. Now, does that not mean he was in favor of anarchy? That's one of the things I'm going to ask.
Could have been.
Yeah, and I don't know anybody that's in favor of anarchy. Anyway.
Steve Bannon, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. And Steve Miller, the president's speechwriter. Anyway. Okay, I'm going to have to go. This one's going to take me a while to read. So,
is this about the show, or is this about the continuing feud?
No, it's about the show. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm going to have to read it. So.
Well, here's what I want to say. Because aren't we getting close to D-Day?
D-Day.
It's Monday, is it not?
What does it's the 7th of December.
7th of December.
Yeah.
No, Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, well,
D-Day was June.
D-Day's when we charged, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So when was Pearl Harbor? Isn't that Monday?
Yeah, well, it's the 7th, whatever the 7th is, so I'll look that up.
Now, I thought D-Day was the 7th.
D-Day is June 7th, and
Pearl Harbor is December 7th. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I believe...
A lot of bad things happen on the 7th.
On the 7th, yeah.
We're through it, though.
Watch out the 7th.
Yeah. Okay. It's Monday, yeah.
Okay. It's Monday, December 7th.
December 7th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because here's what I think we should have, like, an armistice between Adam and Dr. Feynman at this particular point.
Quit beating those kids, people up.
But I haven't said anything negative about either one of them.
No, you haven't, but you sure are driving a hard bargain to get out of this discussion.
I'm trying to make peace. Just like Churchill and Roosevelt and Stalin, I'm making peace.
Yeah, notice what Stalin did to Churchill.
Well, Churchill fell asleep in that meeting.
I guess, yeah. Yeah. Well, he had been drinking.
You think?
Oh, he drank all the time.
He was just an older gentleman at that point.
He drank all the time.
Well, he lived to 90. He did okay.
I'm going to start drinking again.
Well, there you go. Do what you got to do. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Caller, can you hear us, caller?
Apparently not.
Well, if that's you, give us a buzz back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We lost that caller for some reason. So, is that what it was? Yeah. Give us a buzz back. 740-383-9944. Maybe this is them coming back on the flip side. Here we go. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
For some reason or other, it's not getting through.
Well, caller, are you there?
Did you push a little blue little button?
They're gone.
They're gone.
Huh. Well, give us a try again.
Okay. Well, they're trying to sell us insurance anyway.
Well, that looked like a local number. 740-383-9944. Here they go again.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just having a good time. Go ahead, caller.
Wow. That's kind of weird.
Are you there, caller?
Maybe they can text us.
Well, something's going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, try. Keep on trying. 740-383-9944. We'll try to get the call in. But this is what it is.
Hey, caller, if you want to send me a message on Facebook, Glenn Coble at hotmail.com. No, that's my...
That's your email.
That's my email. Yeah, you can send it to glenncoble@hotmail.com, and I will...
Maybe they're working on their phone issues right now.
Yeah, maybe so.
And they'll call us back when they get that figured out. Yep. 740-383-9944. Also, if you have an opinion, give us a buzz.
Yep.
So that's it. I'm just working on curing the problems.
Do we? Yeah. Just like Churchill
Just
and
like
Stalin.
Just like Churchill and Stalin and Roosevelt and Truman.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we'll have to ask Dr. Feynman when he comes on, who was the smart guy in that quadra? What is it? The four man.
Quintuple.
Quintet. Whatever. Yeah, quintet.
Quintet.
There you go.
Quintet, yeah. Of that group?
Yeah.
Well, my money would probably... Well, they're smart in different reasons.
Yeah, they are. And Stalin was brutally smart as far
but
as...
Evil. As smart, as but evil.
Running his people into the ground, yeah.
And Churchill was smart, but soused.
But soused?
Soused.
Churchill.
You
know? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and Truman was... Truman.
He was cool. And, he was calm.
Calm.
Collected.
Was he?
I don't know.
I think he was kind of a hothead from what I understand.
Well, yeah, I've heard that too. And I had been laboring under the wrong idea that he was real quiet, mild-mannered. And
oh, no.
Of course, he did kill an awful lot of Japanese people with the A-bomb, two A-bombs.
No, I think Roosevelt was probably calm, but he was also, you know, poor medically.
Yes, very poor. Matter of fact, he died in office.
He certainly did. And that's how we got Truman.
That's right.
So there you go. 740-383-9944. So I don't think
tied that up with a nice bow.
Well, I don't think you could say who's the smartest there because, you know, they were smart for different reasons.
I guess, yeah. And that's true of all leaders of big groups. They all have their strengths.
And then they all have their picadillos.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say all of them have any strengths. There are a few that don't have strengths, but they just beat you into submission.
Well, Stalin certainly did.
Erdogan is one I was thinking of.
Yeah, well, a few of them have.
Yes.
Over time. But you can't become a leader, and I don't believe in be a dumb person.
No, you have to have some expertise in something.
Something. Go ahead, caller.
Is there any community Thanksgiving dinners?
That's a good question.
Yes, yes. Day Spring Church will be having one on Thanksgiving Day, but it's carryout.
Carryout.
Day
yeah.
Spring out by Menards.
Okay. What about the rec center right behind City Hall?
The rec center, I don't believe so, but if you called City Hall, they would probably have more information
they would
on
know,
that.
Yeah.
But Emmanuel Lutheran has canceled theirs.
Okay. Day Springs and maybe the rec center.
Yeah. Maybe the rec center, but I would doubt it, but
call
you
Janelle
can call City
at the
Hall.
Mayor's office. And,
it is very good. I've been to the rec center the last 4 years, and it's very good.
Cool.
Yeah, but I think if it is, it's probably carry out.
All right.
No doubt.
Much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Hope you have a nice Thanksgiving.
All right. There you go. If anybody knows anything about that rec center event, let us know.
It'd
740
be, nice to be able to pass it on. Yeah.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
And if you have other events that you're interested in letting people know about now that we're coming into the holidays, don't forget we still do a swap shop and we will put your announcements on that as well.
We're also not sure of the hours
yeah.
of Day Spring.
Yeah, that's
we
right.
We know it's carry out, but we don't know the hours.
Yeah.
So if you know the hours, let us know in the next 19 minutes and we'll pass that along.
Yeah.
But no Emmanuel Lutheran. Don't go to Emmanuel Lutheran if you've been going there for years, because that one ain't going
to
happen.
Do you ever go to any of these
No, I've
things?
Never been to one. I've been doing it for many years at my house now, so I don't go anywhere.
Yeah, now there's a some sort of meal that the Shriners do, I think, to raise funds during the year, a chicken thing. And we went to that. It was quite nice. It was very good. Lots of people.
Well, yeah, I mean, what was it, KFC used to do...
maybe that's who I was
Fish
thinking.
Fry.
Oh, no, it wasn't fish fry. I don't do fish. Fish are against my religion.
But they used to do a big fish fry over there. And it was very popular.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it was.
Yep.
Now, I do,
old and young.
I do like crappie and bluegill that are pan-fried by my wife. She's the only one that does it the right way.
You know what I was talking about this morning? This is a whole different subject, but I was talking about how sometimes, have you ever noticed your life is like closet space? And this came to me this morning. Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about. You ever notice how you have some so-so people in your life who really, you know.
No, they're gone.
Exactly. Well, the so-so people are just, you know, they're not bad people, but they're not necessarily doing you any good.
They don't float your boat.
They don't float your boat. They're just there. Yeah. And sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. But sometimes you got to clear those people out, like closet space, to make room for people who really are good.
Well, you're better at clearing people out than I am.
Oh, I can clear them out good.
You do clear them out pretty fast.
I clear them out. No problem clearing those people out. But I think that's a good thing to do, because why do you want this loser in your closet forever?
Well, now you're calling him a loser.
Oh, did I call him a loser? Yeah, yes. So-so person. So-so person.
Now, I don't know any losers, so I'm lucky.
No, I know that's not true.
Okay.
You just don't want to call him a loser.
Well, including people that are in this studio, I don't know any losers.
Right. No, but I'm just saying, you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you got to get rid of the mediocre people to make room for really, really, really good people, because you can't spend time around everybody.
I try to spend time around anybody that wants to spend time around me.
But if you're around somebody who's mediocre long enough, you know this is probably a waste of my time.
Yeah, and I have made excuses for why I don't go to certain parties or meetings.
Exactly.
One of which is your Christmas party.
Not that I have ever invited you,
no, you haven't.
To come. So, I mean, we really don't need an excuse. And that's the same reason we don't invite you, because we don't want it to go mediocre. So there's always that fine balance we try to keep. But it occurred to me this morning when I had breakfast delivered here this morning that this is a good person, and I had to get rid of a mediocre person to fill that. Yeah. We're going to break.
Okay.
We'll be back in a minute. Charlie, do you know because of you, more Marian residents know that flipping the bird was invented in 320 BC than in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320 BC, in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
And we're back here on WWGH Radio on this Wednesday afternoon. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Take me off the air.
Oh, okay. We will do that. All right. Well, I will take that call off the air. So, Glenn, talk for a minute.
Okay. I will talk for a minute now. We were talking about ordering food, you know, like DoorDash what's the other thing? Grubhub. It seems awfully expensive to pay somebody to bring you mashed potatoes, gravy, and maybe a slab of ham or something like that. And then you got to pay, I don't know, $5 for the delivery, and then you got to tip the guy. It seems awfully expensive. I find it really hard. But I'm kind of cheap that way, and maybe I shouldn't be so cheap. But if I had lots of money, I might do it occasionally, but I'd never do it. It's like buying a new car or a used car, new-to-you car. You're always paying for more than you think. And I find people that go out and buy Maseratis and Mercedes and really fancy cars like that, that's kind of a waste of money. And I try not to waste money, but then that's what happened. When you're brought up as a minister's kid, you never have any money. So anyway,
I'm back.
Have I vamped long enough?
You vamped long enough for what we needed there. So again, 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open, and we will take your phone calls here for 13 more minutes.
Are you going to jail or something?
Yeah, I've always wanted to.
That phone call.
Well, remember we had that conversation a few months ago where I said I had no fear of going to prison?
Yeah.
And boy, the backlash was ugly.
Really?
Well, just that prison's some awful place. And I'm not saying I want to go there for vacation or anything.
Right.
My point in that was I just have gotten to a place in life, much like with death, and I think people fear death in prison, that I'm not going to be fearful of these things. You know, what's her name? Full House woman's in prison right now.
Yeah.
She's fine.
Yeah. She's in a very nice prison, I'm sure.
Well, I hope I would go to a nice prison.
No, we're sending you to Alcatraz.
Alcatraz, out on the island. Well, you know what? Here's what I always figure about prisons. A lot of people make their living in the prison system, in the cafeteria,
right.
Teaching in prison, guards. And you know what? They go there every day. So, you know what? If you get locked away, you do what you got to do. Bill Cosby's still alive.
You wouldn't want to be there now during the COVID crisis.
No, but I don't want to be in prison at all. I'm not saying I want to commit a crime and go to prison. I'm just saying I think fear is bad. And I relate this to COVID because I think precaution is okay. I think saying the word pandemic is okay. I think believing in it's okay. I think panic is not okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's never good to panic.
Well, it doesn't help your cause.
No, and it takes years off your life. You know, one of the number one killers is stress.
Oh, I have no stress anymore. That's the nice thing about being retired.
But no, you get hot-headed.
Oh, I do get hot-headed.
Oh, you came the day after the election?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I
bet that day you could have had a...
No, you couldn't have fried an egg on my head.
Well, you were talking to the television. You were talking to somebody on the television that day.
Well, yeah, I was not very happy with the... things as they're going on. And there are a lot of things that make me angry about around politics. But I really have very little stress. I mean, I find that almost fun.
You like stress?
No, I like the yelling discussion and the thought of what can we do to make it better. Yeah. What the heck?
And hopefully we can.
Yeah. That's all I've ever tried to do. Well, and that's not true. When I was young, I didn't care about making life better for people. Now I do.
Well, I think that panic is bad.
Yeah, because it does. It's like hate. You can't get anything out of either one of those two things. The only thing it does is hurt you.
Well, I always see people get in a panic. Like something bad will happen, and oh my goodness, panic. They don't actually try to fix the problem.
You know my wife, don't you?
Well, isn't that weird how that happens? That whole panic thing doesn't really help anybody.
Yeah, my wife is, she's one of those people that always is afraid that something bad is going to happen. I'm one of those people that always assume that nothing bad's going to happen. And I'm right more often than she is.
Well, bad things can happen.
Sure,
there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But what I'm talking about is panic.
Yeah.
And you can't avoid bad things, but you don't have to panic about them.
Panic is based on the ignorant belief that you can do anything about something. And I won't let panic into my life.
Some people are just worriers.
I would if I was tied down to a railroad track or something like that. I would get a little
well, that
panicky.
Might make you nervous for a few minutes.
Sure. Not very long.
No, not very long. It'd be over quick. 740-383-9944. If you'd like to get in on the discussion, we'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you, whatever the topic may be.
Oh, man, you just opened my brain to a topic I don't want to discuss. dying quickly, and you know, I was thinking of this horrible the thing that happened in New York when the two towers came down. Anyway, let's not go there. It'll make me depressed.
We can go back to talking about your show next hour.
Okay. Well, our show next hour, I've got several things that I've written down. My puppy dog and I wrote down last night, actually two nights ago, that we're going to be talking about. And hopefully our, what is he called, a presentologist? Presidentologist, Dr. Feynman.
Oh, okay.
He was given that name, by the way, by Adam, who gratefully allowed him to keep
this it. This was before the...
Yeah, but he's allowed him to keep it.
Is it an honorary title, or... I don't understand.
I would guess it is an honorary title.
One of the things strip him of it at this point, can you?
I'm sorry?
You can't strip it of him, you know.
I don't even want to think about stripping anything from a 76-year-old.
Well, you know, like
man.
A general, you can't take that away once you give it to him.
Oh, you can take away general stuff.
You can take away presidentologist?
I doubt that it would.
It's an honorary
notice.
Title to begin with, isn't
that's
it?
That's right. Yeah.
It's like Colonel Sanders. You can't take away Colonel. He's not really a Colonel.
Is he not really a Colonel?
No, he's not a Colonel.
He's a Kentucky Colonel.
Colonel of what?
Colonel of
Grease
corn?
And gravy?
Colonel of corn.
Grease and gravy.
They do have good tasting food. It's not good for you, or it may be good for you, but I do love to eat it.
But you
KFC.
Can't take away made up titles.
Uh oh, I'm in trouble. I just got a message
now you did
from
it.
Dr. Feynman.
Stir the pot, Glenn.
Dr. Feynman says, no way, Jose. I'll have to go back and see what I had said, that he said, no way, Jose. I don't remember. That's what happens when you get old.
About the presidentologist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't take that title away from him.
Well, that's what I said.
I think he's added it into his biography.
But it's not a real word. We got to be...
No.
No, it's not a real word.
Well, it is to Adam and... Dr. Feynman and me.
When they're arguing?
I don't know. You'll have to ask them. I'm not going to.
Well, you know, all you got to do is tune in on Facebook.
Yeah. We're really struggling to kill this last 6 minutes, aren't we?
Are we?
You know, one
you
of the...
get nervous when we start talking about that whole little... I don't know why that makes you so nervous.
Well, I just think it's boring.
I'll be the arbiter of what's boring here and what's not.
And one of my questions was that I'm going to ask Dr. Feynman. Dr. Feynman, if you're listening, give me a work on this answer. Will Trump try to run in 2024? Assuming that he will be out of the White House by then, because they may have to drag him kicking and screaming. I'm pretty sure he'll be no longer the president.
Well, it could be.
Yeah. Did you know that's not the original White House?
Oh, yeah, they burned it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had forgotten all about that during the...
Don't you remember Dolly Madison grabbing the pictures?
That's right. She grabbed a picture of
Washington. That's why we know about her, Mrs.
Yeah.
Madison.
Yeah. And was it during the... which war was that during?
Well, 1812.
1812.
I believe 1812,
yeah,
sure.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Burned the White House down.
Yeah. And it was put up by slaves.
Well, where was James Madison?
He was... I don't know. He was building a college out in the East Coast.
And left old Dolly at home. And
well, hello,
she just saved
Dolly.
The pictures. Thank goodness she was there.
Now they're going to have to start a rumor about what Dolly was doing in the White House when her husband wasn't there.
Well, there was a lot of people there. She was probably, you know, cleaning floors.
Yeah, I think they do that.
She had probably just put
they
turpentine.
They put the first lady on the floors.
Well, you know, back then, in the early 1800s, they didn't have people to do that.
Oh, yeah, they did. In the White House, they did.
Back then, you used to just be able to walk right in the White House.
Yeah, I remember when you could walk into the White House. Now, they took you through the portico on the, I think, the east side of the White House. But you just walk straight in.
But you used to be able to just walk right up, I think, until Lincoln. And then when Lincoln got killed, I think that was the first assassination.
Uh-huh.
And they said, we can't do that anymore.
Well, we'll ask Dr. Feynman about that, because he's an expert on presidential assassinations.
Well, wasn't
well.
He the first? Because William
Dr.
Henry...
Dr. Feynman? No, he wasn't.
No, William Henry Harrison died of pneumonia, I think. But I think he was the first one to die. But Lincoln was the first one who was killed.
I'll have to ask. I'm not an expert on presidents. That's why I know one.
But I think you just used to be able to walk right in.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
But not... So in Dolly Madison's day, you would have been able to just walk right in.
Well, she was in there trying to protect the picture of George Washington.
Well, she lived there.
Yeah. But her husband wasn't there.
How do we know?
Well, we don't know, but...
Well, why are you saying he wasn't there?
Well, because... Why did Dolly Madison have to grab the picture? If her husband was around, she should have told him to grab the picture.
Well, he was probably grabbing the food. He was getting the food out of the refrigerator.
We're going to have to ask
Dr. Feynman
that
question. He was getting the yams out of the refrigerator with the marshmallows
and he called them yams.
He called them yams.
Everybody that ate there called them sweet potatoes.
And he said, get the yams. Dolly, get the pictures. I'll get the yams.
Yeah. Now, are they going to pardon a turkey? This year?
Well, they always have. Since, not always. No, the first person to do that was...
I just looked that up.
Yeah, somebody said that the other day. The first president to pardon a turkey. George H.W. Bush.
Yes.
That's who it was. Yeah. Yep.
They had always had a turkey in the White House since 1972.
But then Nixon resigned. It's a joke. It's a joke.
I know it.
Just let it go. It's a joke.
You made my nose run.
Well, people will get angry. You know, he doesn't like Nixon. No, it's a joke. Nixon was in there in 72.
I played in his inaugural parade. I liked Nixon.
Well, he was a very popular guy.
Yeah. We didn't really like him, though. Because we got thrown.
What's wrong with Nixon?
Well, when you're marching in a parade and people are throwing stones at you saying, make music, not war, and that's exactly what we were doing, you get
a little tired of that. Nixon wasn't throwing the stones.
Well, he was throwing the something.
Oh, so you were there for the re-election?
Yeah.
Not the inaugural?
We were there for the parade.
Right. Not the original. It's only an inaugural... The first time, isn't it? When you get reelected,
All I know is that I had to march and play a clarinet, which I had never played before. I had to fill in the blank. It was kind of fun. My wife saw me on TV and said, "Your fingers were flying on that clarinet. You must have been playing something really good."
While they were throwing those rocks.
Yeah.
Throwing those rocks. But Nixon he won a lot of states in that. I think up until that point, it was the biggest win.
Yes.
Reagan topped that, I think, a few years later. But Nixon did well.
Yeah. And a lot of people really liked President Nixon.
Everybody I ever knew who ever knew Nixon, anybody I've interviewed, even though they obviously didn't like what he did with Watergate, and they didn't, a lot of people said he was a tough guy to get along with because he was an antisocial, not a mean man,
yeah,
just an antisocial guy. But they said, boy, he was smart, and he was called upon for the rest of his life, even after Watergate, by every president about foreign policy. He knew it.
Yeah, he did some good foreign policy.
And he also would not be considered a Republican. He wouldn't have been considered a Republican 10 years ago because he started the EPA. I mean, he was a very... Helen Thomas told me, the White House press corps one time, that he was a hands-on guy. I remember she said she went to him one time and it was something about... Was it veterans not getting their paychecks or something? But something, I mean, not that that's minute, but not a world issue.
Yeah.
And she said she asked him about that in a press conference, and he didn't know anything about it, and said that afternoon he went and fixed that.
That's pretty cool.
He wanted to know.
That's pretty cool.
I think that's how Nixon did things. He was hands-on, so we found out in Watergate.
Here at WWGH, we have a handle to the wise people of the world.
Well, they did. They ended up hating him because of Watergate. And
yeah.
I understand that. But you know what? Have you ever thought about this before we go to break here and your show comes on? If you could ever ask Nixon, because to me he'd be the president to interview because of what happened to him. Is there one I know what I would ask him. There's a question that I do not understand about Nixon more than any other. And it would be, Nixon, President Nixon, there was not a chance in the world that the Democrats were going to beat you in 1972. Why would you spy on them?
Yeah, that's,
why?
Well, I don't think he actually did it.
No, but did he know about it?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Why did his people? They were in such turmoil, such a screwed up party. Nixon was popular. He ended up winning by such huge, and it wasn't because of anything they got in that Watergate break-in.
Nope.
Why? It makes no sense. Zero.
Dr. Feynman, give us that answer when you come on my show.
I think he was just a paranoid guy.
He was paranoid.
He thought everybody was out to get him.
Yeah.
All right. Offbeat News and Trivia, Nate Redmond, 4 o'clock, Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon at 5, and A Progressive Life with Dr. Feynman and Glenn Coble coming up next.
Clinton Brown ticket. Could be, and NBC's Chuck Todd has suggested this. MSNBC's Rachel Maddow has floated around the idea. So I guess, Senator Brown, if asked, will you serve?
I have no interest. I really don't. I love what I'm doing here. I'm very flattered by that. I appreciate anybody thinking that. But I really don't want to be vice president. I want to continue to fight for middle class in Marion and Mansfield and all over the state.
So no chance, as you
No interest. No chance.
No chance at all. Okay. Hey, well, that's a Sherman.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. WWGH Radio 7.1 FM.